Well, Naftali Bennett is traveling to Egypt in the first official visit by an Israeli prime minister in a decade. He's met President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi for talks in a resort city on the Sinai Peninsula. Let's bring in Harry Fawcett. He's across this for us from West Jerusalem. Harry, this is obviously a significant meeting for a very important relationship, plenty for the two men to talk about. So what's likely to be top of the agenda today?
Well, yes, this was an invitation that was given through the Egyptian intelligence chief from President Sisi during that intelligence chief's visit to Jerusalem last month. And it is one which has seen the Egyptians roll out the red carpet, or more accurately, the Israeli flag. There are pictures of the two men sitting together, Naftali Bennett in front of an Israeli flag, unlike what took place 10 years ago with Benjamin Netanyahu. There is obviously a real effort here from the Egyptians to show that they are trying to build on and cement this relationship in a more public way than usual. There's some analysis here that that is because they want to demonstrate to the Americans their concern potentially about changes in the foreign policy towards Egypt from the Biden administration. Egypt is the second biggest recipient of U.S. Military aid in the world. So being friendly with the biggest recipient in this public way presumably makes sense on that front. The Egyptians also talking about regional developments, speculation here that that will include the situation with Iran. But almost certainly there will be a great deal of focus on the situation in Gaza. Egypt does mediate between the Egyptians, between the Israelis rather, and Hamas and the other fighting factions within Gaza. It was crucial in bringing an end to the fighting in May. The security situation is starting to tick up again slightly in Gaza, with the still going manhunt for the remaining six prisoners, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, five of them from that faction. And there have been rockets fired out of Gaza in recent days, Israeli airstrikes as well. At a time when the Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid is talking about a new policy towards Gaza, Egypt very much crucial in any changes on that front as well. So those are the sorts of things that will be talked about. But a lot of it is as well as about a public show that this relationship is sort of alive and kicking. And already we've seen some other things happening as a result of that. The Egyptian national airline will be running 4 flights a day to Tel Aviv, a week rather, to Tel Aviv from next month. And there have been tourist restrictions lifted for more Israelis to go into the Sinai Peninsula as well. So a couple of concrete achievements being announced already.
Harry Fawcett there following that meeting for us from West Jerusalem. Thank you, Harry.